The stories that were told in the old days and the stories that are still told today were more often than not teaching stories. Their purpose was not just to entertain, but also to instruct. If someone did something they shouldn't do, instead of punishing them, you'd tell them a story. Now, this story tells how Buzzard got his feathers, and whenever I tell this story, I think of a painting that was done by the late and very, very great Iroquois artist, Ernie Smith, which showed Buzzard with a coat of feathers he finally got. How Buzzard got his feathers. A long time ago, the birds had no clothing. They spoke like people, but they were very shy and hid from sight. One day they decided to hold a council. "We must go to Creator and ask that we be clothed," said the eagle. And it was decided. But who would be the one to carry the message to Creator? Many birds volunteered. Finally, Buzzard was chosen. With his long wings, he would be able to fly that great distance. He could soar higher than any of the other birds, and so come more easily to the sun place where Creator's home was. All the birds burned tobacco to send their prayers up to Creator. Then Buzzard set out on his way. It was a long journey. Buzzard flew and flew. He ate the food he carried with him and still was far from the place of Creator. He became very hungry, and he flew and he flew. He became so hungry that when he saw some dead fish washed up on the shore below him, he stopped. They were rotten and smelled very bad, but Buzzard was so hungry he did not notice. He ate all those fish. Then he continued on his way, and he flew and he flew. Now he was close to the place where Creator lived. He began to go higher and higher. It grew very hot from the light of the sun, but still he flew up and up. It grew very hot. It grew hotter and hotter and hotter, and the skin on top of his head was burned red from the sun's heat, but still he flew on. At last he came to the place of Creator. "I have been waiting for you," Creator said. "I heard the prayers sent up to me. I will give you clothing made of fine feathers to take back to all the birds." Then he showed Buzzard the clothing he'd prepared. Fine indeed. There were as many colors as there are in the rainbow which arches across the sky after a rain. And the feathers of those suits of clothing shone so bright in the sun-filled place of Creator that Buzzard had to turn his eyes away from them. "Now," Creator said, "I have watched how you came to me. I have seen it was a hard journey. You may have the first choice of all these suits of feathers. Remember, though, you may try on each suit only one time." Buzzard was very pleased. "I must choose the finest feathers," he said to himself. "Then everyone will see them and remember I was the one who brought back the clothing for the birds." He tried on a suit of bright blue and white feathers with a jaunty cap on top of it. "No," he said, taking it off. "Not bright enough." And that was the suit which went to Blue Jay. He tried on another suit, bright red and black, with a tall crest on it of feathers. "No," he said, "I do not look good in red." And so that was the suit that went to Cardinal. He tried on another suit. It was gray and black with a scarlet vest. Again, Buzzard was not satisfied. And that was the suit that went to Robin. He put on a suit yellow as the sun with handsome dark markings. "Too much black on this one," he said. And that was the suit that went to Goldfinch. Creator was very patient. Buzzard tried on one suit and another suit and another suit and another suit, and another suit, and none of them were right. Sometimes the feathers were too long. Sometimes they were not long enough. Some of them were too dark. Others were too light. None of them seemed good enough for the messenger of all the birds. Finally, Buzzard put on a suit of clothes which was too small for him. The others had been the right size when he put them on, growing larger or smaller to fit, But this last suit of feathers was very tight. Buzzard strained and pulled, and finally he got it on. It left his legs and his neck bare. The red skin on his bald head was uncovered. He looked at the suit of feathers. Not fine. Not fine at all. They were just about no color, dirty brown. They were not shiny and neat like the others. Buzzard was not pleased. "This is the worst of all," he said. Creator smiled. "Buzzard," he said, "it is the last one left. Now it will have to be yours." To this day, you see Buzzard wearing that suit which he earned for himself. He still eats things long dead because of what he ate on his journey to the place of Creator. And though some may make fun of the way he looks, and Buzzard knows his pride was his problem, still he remembers he was the only one who could make that long journey. And even in his suit of dirty feathers, which fits him so badly, even with his head burned scarlet from the heat of sun, he remembers that he was chosen to be the messenger for all the birds. And when he circles high in the sky, he is close to Creator. Then, even in that ill-fitting suit of feathers, his heart feels strong. And so, the story goes. Ho!